For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you lots of great information related to health and wellness. And, of course, today is absolutely no exception. Very excited for today's show. I have one of my favorite special guests on the phone. He's been on with us before, and he's going to be on with us again today. Dallas Kluatra is going to be our special guest, and he is a brilliant PhD researcher who's going to be sharing with us some incredibly exciting information about a specific type of plant extract, one that we've touched upon to some respects, but this is a very, very unique type of plant extract that has been studied at Johns Hopkins. That's where they did most of the research and pioneered the research, and it has many implications. We're going to be talking specifically today about prostate health, as well as some other different factors. And what we're really going to try and help you understand today is some concepts around what's called detoxification. You know, it's a big topic. We know that we live in a relatively toxic world. Everybody's always talking about trying to drink cleaner water and eat cleaner food, eat organic, make sure that your home is free of too many pesticides or harsh cleaning chemicals. There's obviously a very big push for making our world a cleaner place because over the last 50 to 100 years, the chemical revolution has made our lives easier in some ways, but unfortunately has devastated our environment. And we're seeing huge incidents of health problems arising from it. There's very good evidence suggesting that things like autoimmune disease, endocrine disruptions like hypothyroidism and thyroid disorders, certain types of cancer, specifically the endocrine and hormone-sensitive cancers like breast and prostate cancer, all their meteoric rise in incidence seems to have some sort of connection to the chemicals that are in our environment pervasively. And detoxification basically enhances our body's own natural ability to deal with these toxins. Now, the term is thrown around a lot, and you'll see detox kits here and detox supplements there and, you know, do this for detox and fast and drink this and do that. But what I really want to do today is break down really some of the basic information about how your body does detoxification so that you can finally understand exactly what is going on in your system, because education and knowledge is always power. If you have the knowledge to understand what's going on in your body, you now have the knowledge to make better decisions about what you're going to do if you decide to engage in some sort of detoxification regimen. Now, in addition to that, we're going to be talking about, again, a very specific and very exciting nutrient that is playing extremely valuable roles in helping people with detoxification. And that's what Dallas Kluatra is going to be helping with us on the show today. But first, before we get into that, I want to ask you guys a question. I want anybody out there, to think to themselves, what do you think is the most common nutrient deficiency in the developing world and very likely the most common nutrient deficiency in the United States? Many people aren't quite sure exactly what that is. We think of maybe iron deficiency, or we think of other vitamins or minerals, but the real answer, and this is really fascinating, and this is very specific also to older adults, is going to be B12. Vitamin B12 is the number one deficiency in most older adults, people over the age of 65, and it is the number one deficiency in the developing world. Now, why is this? Why is B12 so deficient? It's pretty abundant in most of our foods, and unless you're a strict vegan or vegetarian, you're probably eating foods that contain B12. But why is it so specifically an issue for older people? Well, the answer is that because in order to absorb B12, your body needs to have an ample amount of stomach acid. Stomach acid will cleave the B12 from the food, and then your body has to produce something called intrinsic factor, which is a little sort of protein that binds to the B12 that allows it to be absorbed in the small intestine. As we get older, our body's ability to manufacture the hydrochloric acid to cleave the B12 from the food and the intrinsic factor needed to absorb the B12 in the small intestine significantly declines. And so B12 levels start to drop oftentimes as we get older. Now, why is this so important specifically for older individuals? Well, 1 in 8 people over the age of 65 in 2012 has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And that doesn't even include the other forms of dementia or cognitive declines associated with aging. That's a staggering figure. Over $200 billion will be spent in our healthcare system taking care of people with Alzheimer's disease. And this number is thought to continue to grow very, very steadily in the future as the baby boomers continue to reach greater age. 1 in 2 Americans over the age of 85 has Alzheimer's disease. That is a staggering statistic. Now, taking B12 if you already are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease doesn't seem to have that much benefit. However, where the benefit seems to lie is when they do all of the clinical and population-based studies where they look at blood levels of vitamin B12 and Alzheimer's risk, there is what's called an inverse relationship. Meaning the more B12 you have in your blood, either from consuming foods that are richer in it or taking supplements that contain it, the lower your risk of developing dementia and Alzheimer's. And what's really interesting, which totally fascinates me, is what they find is that people who have higher levels of this B vitamin in their blood, their brains actually are larger than people who don't as you age. Because one of the reasons why you develop or people develop cognitive declines as you age is because the brain actually shrinks. You know, like when your grandma got older, you notice that she got smaller and smaller and kind of shrunk down and down and down. Well, along with the bone shrinkage and the muscle wasting and everything else that happens as you age, your brain also shrinks. But taking ample amounts of B12 seems to prevent the shrinking of the brain as you age. So it's a really important nutrient. People don't realize how important it is and the deficiency that comes up. A couple other really interesting things, taking acid blocking medications, proton pump inhibitors, or H2 blockers. These are medications commonly prescribed for acid reflux that are given for indefinite periods of time. I just told you that acid is needed to cleave the B12 from the food. So if you're taking a medication that's preventing acid production, your ability to cleave the B12 and absorb it becomes decreased. And it's been clearly established that long-term acid blocking medication prescriptions, people taking them for more than 2 or 3 years, are at significant risk for B12 deficiency. So if you're on an acid blocking medication and you've been on one for a while, you need to be very, very cognizant of using or supplementing with B12. In addition, metformin, the most commonly prescribed medication for type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is growing in epidemic proportions in our society, and so many people are on medication to manage their blood sugar, and metformin is the number one. Many people who take metformin also are subject to significant B12 deficiencies because metformin inhibits the absorption of B12 in the small intestine. So if you're on these medications, most people who are on these medications are older and already at risk for developing B12 deficiencies. You need to make sure you're taking B12. And if you're going to take it, you have to take it in the right form. Number one, you need to take a sublingual form. If you're going to do a supplement, it's something that has to be dissolved under your tongue. That rich capillary bed underneath your tongue allows the B12 to be absorbed directly into the bloodstream, bypassing the issues of stomach acid, intrinsic factor, or blocked absorption due to a medication. So that is one very important concept to look at. Number two, you really want the right form of B12. There's two forms. The most common forms in the majority of supplements out there on the shelf is something called cyanocobalamin. The form that you want is something called methylcobalamin. Cyanocobalamin is an inactivated B12, meaning that your body can't utilize it until it activates it. Methylcobalamin is already activated B12, so when you take it, it is readily available for your cells to utilize. Clinical studies in humans have shown us that taking cyanocobalamin is much less effective for helping to support the body than taking methylcobalamin, the already activated form. So you need a sublingual form, meaning dissolve it under your tongue, and you need it as a form of methylcobalamin. The only reason why supplement companies use the cyanocobalamin form is because it is much less expensive and it increases their profit margins. At Village Green, we have many different forms of methylcobalamin. The Village Green Pathway brand has a fantastic methylcobalamin product. Jaro Formulas also has a very well-priced, fantastic sublingual methylcobalamin product. Zymogen has a very good sublingual methylcobalamin product. You can find them. They are not all that expensive. They're a little more than the other B12, but if you're going to bother to take B12, this is the one that you want to take. So that's my wrap on B12. I hope that was a useful discussion. When we come back from the break, we're really going to get into it today, and I'm going to teach you about detoxification, how detoxification works, and the nutrient, one of the most important nutrients you need to consider if you're thinking about supporting your body with detoxification. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Jaro Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Jaro.com. Jaro Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you lots of great information related to health and wellness. Today is absolutely no exception. We're going to be talking to Dallas Kluwatra, and we're going to be discussing aspects of detoxification. And like I mentioned in the last segment, one of the very exciting compounds for supporting detoxification. Now, if you're just tuning in and you want to listen to the show in its entirety, or you want to listen to any of our other previously recorded shows, I really encourage you to go to the Village Green webpage, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, they just redesigned the site, so I'm hoping it's still where it is, there is a little microphone icon. And if you click on that icon, What you will get is access to the archive show section, where you can download and listen to all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. No charge. You can download them as a podcast, stream them on your computer, whatever you would like, and you can load them up right there. So that's a great resource. So today, and I'm looking at the homepage right now. It's on the right-hand side. It says radio show. I want to introduce my special guest. Dallas Kluatra, PhD, earned his AB from Stanford and his PhD from the University of California at Berkeley. A fellow of the American College of Nutrition, he is a prominent industry consultant and a published author, as well as a principal in Glycon Technology Groups, LLC, an intellectual property holding company. He is an associate editor of Total Health Magazine and a member of the editorial advisory board of Nutritional Outlook Magazine and recent patents on cardiovascular drug discovery. He is an author of numerous books. Recent publications include Grapeseed Extract in the Encyclopedia of Dietary Supplements, 2nd edition, 2010, Tosotrienols in Vitamin E, Hype or Science, and Vitamin E Natural versus Synthetic. In Tosotrienols, Vitamin E, Beyond Tosopherols. He's also written something on Kava-Kava, examining new reports of toxicity in toxicology letters, and anti-fat nutrients. Dr. Kluatra's primary research interests are the components of the metabolic syndrome and syndrome X. So, Dr. Kluatra, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, it's nice to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. So we're going to be talking about detoxification, and we're going to, you know, promo and do a background on that before we intro the specific nutrients. So maybe you can help explain to the audience. Let's walk people through sort of what is detoxification. There's so much hype about doing detox protocols and cleanse programs, but I mean, what are we really trying to achieve, and what systems are we really trying to support?
Okay, well, most people, I think, probably are focused on free radicals and oxidation. They think about antioxidants. Okay, but detoxification covers a whole lot more than that, because a lot of the most dangerous compounds in the system aren't, strictly speaking, pro-oxidants or free radicals, and you can't really deal with them on a simple antioxidant basis. And unfortunately, the number of these compounds we make ourselves. You were mentioning that how we've essentially added a lot of fairly nasty items to our environment over the last century. And most of these of the items that we've added to the environment that have the most devastating effect are fat soluble. We make in our own bodies quite a number of these items ourselves. If you think about all of the sex hormones, the estrogens and testosterone, their metabolites are fat soluble. You have to get rid of them. We cleanse our bodies of these items on a daily basis, mostly in the liver, but not entirely in the liver. And we have special enzymes that have antioxidant function, but their function is not necessarily antioxidant, because you actually need to bind up these toxins and just dump them, get rid of them. Okay? Often the most effective approach to toxic compounds is to find some way to bind them and excrete them. You don't make them innocuous so much by trying to detoxify them. Even though we talk about detoxifiers, what we really do is we attach something to them and get rid of them. And the body has a two-step process for this, though I like to think of it really as a three-step process, and I'll give you my reasons for this. The two-step process is called phase one and phase two, and they're enzyme detoxifiers. And what that boils down to is, in the phase one, you take these various toxic compounds, these various poisonous compounds, which can either be items that you make in your own body, which we do routinely, part of our metabolism, or they can be oftentimes the items that come along with plastics. Plastics are most plastics have some degree of estrogenic effect, so-called xenoestrogens. They're synthetic estrogens. And these are everywhere in the environment, everywhere. Every place you use oil or coal tar derivatives, unfortunately, you have these xenoestrogens. So you have to get rid of these. The phase one system takes these fat-soluble, mostly lipid-soluble, not entirely, mostly lipid-soluble items, and makes them water-soluble so you can get rid of them. The phase two enzymes then take the now water-soluble items, bind them up, and prepares them in a fashion so you can excrete them from the body. And there's what I sometimes call phase three, though the literature doesn't talk about this way, and that is you have to make sure you don't reabsorb those before you can get rid of them. And the problem for most of us is not that the phase one is not active. The usual problem, phase one is, in technical terms, is mostly the cytochrome P450 and related enzymes in the liver, but also in various tissues. The problem for most of us is that the phase one is active, much more active than the phase two, which means you've taken these items, which are known toxins, you've now made them water soluble so they can really get at the components of the cell, but you haven't bound them up to dump them out of the system. Okay? And so for most of us, the real issue is not making phase one more active. The real issue is making phase two in sync with phase one, so we aren't creating a bigger backlog of these items that are toxic. They're just sitting there in the various cells. I mean, the point about phase one is you don't want to store all these toxins in your fatty tissues. Good point. And think about it. What's the largest fatty tissue in the body? Unfortunately, the brain. Okay, you don't want to, but in the various fatty tissues, you're going to store these toxins if you don't get rid of them. But you've got to be able to have both sides of this in sync. And then once you activate the phase two enzymes, you have to make sure that you don't reabsorb, for example, from the gut, the items that you just bound up and dumped. So that's the sort of the spiel on the enzyme detoxifiers, is that you have items that, for the most part, look at activating phase two or both activating phase two and making sure that phase two is in sync with phase one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, that's a big deal, making sure that these are in sync. That's really the difficult part. And then after the phase two have done their job, you want to make sure you don't reabsorb. There's item that maybe some of your audience have heard of, calcium deglucarate. Primary job of this item is to make sure that you don't reabsorb those toxins. You don't break them down in the large intestine and reabsorb them after you've dumped them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are essentially three parts. You talk about phase one and phase two, but essentially there are three parts here. And involving most of the liver, but not only the liver, because we have active phase two enzymes in various tissues. You have, women have active phase two in, for example, breast tissue. Men have active phase two in prostate tissue. So it's not as if those, it's only the liver, but the liver is constantly recycling and cleansing the blood. Everything goes to the liver at some point. So
mm-hmm.
That's the focal point for most intoxication, because that's what you can influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great description. I mean, one of the analogies that I like to give people is, if phase one, imagine just the way that your home deals with garbage. You know, if phase one is basically you filling up your garbage cans and taking out the trash to the big garbage can outside, eventually, if you were just creating a ton of trash and bringing it to the curb to get picked up, but let's say trash pickup was only once a month, the trash pickup is phase two. You need to clear that trash out of the way and get it out of your driveway and out of your yard, or else it's just going to continue to pile up. And that's really the phase one and phase two. Another interesting thing is, you know, like for example, acetaminophen poisoning. People don't realize how some of the phase one metabolites, so as the liver takes toxins through the first phase, that intermediate step between what they were when you took them and when you ingested them, when what they are after phase one, but before they go through phase two, sometimes that intermediate metabolite is more toxic than the original thing. So Tylenol, you know, it's Tylenol poisoning is a common way of people dying. It's a common way that some people actually choose to take their own life, because unfortunately it does work successfully. But taking too much Tylenol or acetaminophen, the phase one metabolite of acetaminophen is actually what kills people. That is actually the thing that is so incredibly dangerous and toxic. And when you take a whole bunch at once, the phase one metabolizes it all, and phase two is trying to keep up and excrete it. But this backlog of toxins builds up, and unfortunately, it can be very, very devastating for health.
Which is why, of course, you don't mix Tylenol with alcohol, because you have all those aldehydes coming across. You've already overloaded the liver with the detoxification requirement. and it can't fulfill this because you've exhausted all the glutathione in the liver with the Tylenol.
Mm-hmm. So, right, you're saying that if you have too much to drink one night and you want to prevent a headache the next morning, take Advil and take ibuprofen instead?
Take ibuprofen, take almost anything other than the acetaminophen, because this is the known effect.
Right, also has taxes on the liver. So let's just do a brief introduction, because we're going to have to take a break in a minute here. But, you know, I thank you for introducing that phase one and phase two, because it really sets the stage for this nutrient we're going to be talking about, which has a lot of exciting research on it. Can you do a brief introduction for us of, you know, sort of this superstar nutrient that we're going to be talking about today?
Well, let's do a tease.
Okay.
Many of your listeners have probably will recall that back in the 1970s, you start getting all these reports about cruciferous vegetables. Okay? Lots of studies performed in, say, Buffalo, New York, and they talked about regular consumption of cruciferous vegetables, which for most of us means broccoli and cabbage. That you found that there were a lot lower incidence of certain types of conditions with people who ate, well, more broccoli and cabbage products. And so at Johns Hopkins, which is a major center for study on this, two of the researchers, Fahey, are famous for having conducted research to try to find out, well, what is it in broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables that's so protective? Okay. These are common in diet. Unfortunately, you probably talked about this before, oftentimes the way we prepare these otherwise very good items undoes the benefit. The good components, for example, in broccoli, well, they were good when it was raw or only partially steamed. We get rid of most of these good components when we overcook it the way we commonly, unfortunately, prepare broccoli. It goes from green to sort of a yellow-green, a little bit of excess there. But the Johns Hopkins researchers then went a step further. Not only did they start trying to find out which of the cultivars of broccoli had the most benefit, because this is typical in the plant world, some items that look the same to us, but in fact the nutrient content is quite different, which turned out also to be true of various broccoli cultivars, the various forms that we raise. And they looked at broccoli sprouts. And the broccoli sprouts, these are the real champions. These are the real champions in the whole picture. And you could tell this by doing this whole series of experiments, which they did at Johns Hopkins, where they took various components of sprouts, the sprout extracts, and the various components, and asked, well, what happens if we give these animals something that we know that's going to cause, for example, the creation of tumors? What happens if we give something that we know is going to tax this whole detoxification process? And what they found is that the champion in all of this, the champion detoxifier, was in fact the sprouts.
Interesting. Okay. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that specific research. We'll talk about what these broccoli sprouts are really doing, why they're so helpful, and all of the different research that's come out about the ways that they support our body, not only just with detoxification, but other properties that are incredibly beneficial or showing to be incredibly beneficial for health. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Today we are talking about, and we've been discussing detoxification. In the last segment, we talked about the different phases of detoxification, sort of how your body handles toxins and what it does to actually break them down and get them out. And really sort of my point of wanting to bring that up was just to help you understand, about how your body does this process so you can make good decisions about how to support your body when it comes to being around toxins. Our body developed these processes, as we discussed a little earlier, because even our natural metabolism creates toxic byproducts, and our body has to have some mechanism to be able to break these down and excrete them. When now that we are exposed to so many chemicals in our environment and around us, what we try and do is we try and exploit, or we try and really support the mechanisms inherently ingrained in our body that is designed to deal with toxins so that we can more effectively deal with the onslaught of toxins that we have exposed ourselves to over the last 150 years. As the chemical revolution has completely boomed out of control. You think about it, before 150 years ago, humans really weren't exposed to all that many toxins as compared to where we are now. So my special guest on the phone, Dallas Kluwatra, is a PhD. He earned his AB from Stanford University and his PhD from the University of California at Berkeley. He's been involved as a consultant in the natural supplement industry for a very long time. So Dr. Kluwatra, thank you so much again for being on the phone with us today.
My pleasure. An aside, more than 150 years ago in the pre-modern world, of course, the big problem was not having enough food to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Today, of course, I think we have the opposite problem. So it's amazing how things reverse themselves. What once was a scourge now becomes a different type of problem.
Yep, absolutely.
You asked me about the this item that they did at Johns Hopkins.
Right. Yeah. So, we were talking about some of the really exciting research on these broccoli sprouts extracts came out of Johns Hopkins University, correct?
That's right. That was really the home of this, building on the research that was done in the 1970s and 1980s. Some of you may recall the famous line of George H.W. Bush doesn't like broccoli. But this is actually in response. This tells you, though, how well known it was at the time that you had these benefits from broccoli and cruciferous vegetables. So you had this was epidemiological, which means you looked at populations that had certain types of good health, and you asked, well, why did they have that good health? So then the hunt's on for discovering, well, what is it that they do or eat, and then what is it that's active in what they're eating. And this led to a lot of work on broccoli, then on broccoli sprouts, which happened to be have particularly high concentrations of the active ingredients. And to give you an idea of how you could do this work, you could take something like aflatoxin. Now, aflatoxin is something you find on, say, moldy peanuts. It's a bit in the news today because, if I'm not mistaken, well, actually, I guess it's salmonella and problem with the peanut recall today. But aflatoxins are a common problem on peanuts and a number of other items. And the way in which aflatoxins are damaging the body, one of the primary ways, is that they are poisonous to the glutathione system. Glutathione is an enzyme system mostly but not exclusively in the liver. That's a detoxifying system. And the aflatoxin is something that is damaging to the DNA and various other aspects of the body, but it really sort of gums up the liver. Okay, and so what you can do is you can take these broccoli sprouts and feed them to the animals and then feed them aflatoxin, and you could see on a dose-dependent fashion that the more they ate, the better the result was, that they were protected against this type of toxicity. I don't think they used the acetaminophen in this particular experiment, but it would have been interesting if they had.
Mm-hmm.
And so that gives you an idea of how powerful this stuff was. And so they moved from the broccoli to broccoli sprouts, doing a lot of this research, and what they found was that there are active compounds, there are precursor compounds that are active in certain ways, and then there are the items that you either make during digestion at various places in the gut that seem to be doing the real heavy lifting in the cells. And what they found was a compound called sulforaphane glucosinoate. If you walk down health food store aisles or look at various bottles of broccoli extracts and so forth, what you'll see is an SGS symbol, and that stands for sulforaphane glucosinoate. And are often also called glucoraphanin. Don't ask me why they use the different names. I'm not quite sure. Maybe you know, but I don't quite know why you have two different names. They're for the same thing.
No, I can hardly even say the first one.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that the SGS was a really potent naturally occurring inducer of the phase two detoxification. Enzymes, okay, and also an indirect and rather long-acting antioxidant. Now, by the way, it's not the only inducer, for example, of production of glutathione in the liver. The best known of these is probably milk thistle or milk thistle seed. Okay. Very well known and a powerful inducer in glutathione production in the liver. The problem from the perspective of a lot of us from the milk thistle seed and its components is that it has an extremely short half-life, which is to say it's in the system for a very, very short period of time,
mm-hmm.
which is different from the SGS, the sulforaphane glucosinolate, and its primary active, which is sulforaphane, which can have consumption for several days, you can actually have a three-day supply of antioxidant and enzyme benefit from this.
So it really builds up over time.
That's right. You reach some sort of a plateau, and it has a continued effect, which is nice because, after all, most of us aren't going to eat broccoli or broccoli sprouts every day. I think one of the communications I've seen from Talalay was that, well, we were trying to get people to eat a hundred grams of broccoli sprouts a day, and we couldn't get them to do it. Not a big surprise. I mean, sprouts is what you use on a sandwich, right?
And I think that's interesting, you know, a point worth bringing up. We're talking about the broccoli plant and cruciferous vegetables, but the actual level of these sulforaphanes that are in a mature broccoli, you know, crown that most people eat is actually pretty low. A broccoli sprout, if you've never seen one, I mean, they look like kind of like the alfalfa sprouts that you buy at the store. They're the little teeny, most smallest sort of little sprouts and leaves that come up, and you can sometimes buy them in the health food store. And if you eat them, they're almost like they're kind of like a bitter and almost a little spicy. They're really not
a little peppery.
They're really not that great tasting, and to eat a large amount of them can be tough, which is why it's nice that, you know, I guess we've been able to find good sources of broccoli sprouts and sort of extract these beneficial compounds from them. It makes it a little easier than having to eat them and a little more readily available. But just so you people know out there, you listen to the show, it's not like going out and eating a bunch of broccoli is going to give you these exact effects. You will get benefits. You will get some of the other nice compounds that are found in broccoli and cruciferous vegetables, and you'll get lots of fiber and other minerals and vitamins and nutrients and all sorts of great things. But these specific effects are really isolated to those specific broccoli sprouts.
That's right. I guess there's actually an ounce and a half of sprouts. And you think they're very, you know, they take a lot of volume, so you normally use a flavor sandwich. And I think the Johns Hopkins researchers found that even an ounce a day seemed to be tough going for their test subjects. So let's face it, it's a good thing that the glucoraphanin the effect stays there for a while, because we're just not going to do the other.
Mm-hmm.
And we Americans, let's face it, are not typically fond of eating vegetables anyway. So this is a big problem for a lot of us.
What you're pointing out is, you know, the sulforaphane and this SGS compound really increases the activity of phase two. That's one of the important things that it does. And that goes back to what you talked about earlier, Dr. Cluatra, about it's really important to make sure that your phase one and phase two keep pace with each other, because a lot of the metabolites of phase one are actually these intermediates have carcinogenic potential and can be very hard on the body, like in the example I gave with acetaminophen. So having a product that actually makes sure that phase two keeps pace with phase one ensures that your body is taking out the garbage as soon as it's produced and there's nothing left around sort of stinking up the system, basically, correct?
That's right. That's absolutely correct. The interesting about the sulforaphane is that it will actually slow down the phase one a little bit, so it gets so it's more in sync with the phase two.
Okay, and that doesn't have any negative harmful effects slowing down phase one?
Oh, absolutely not. Not in the way sulforaphane does it, because keep in mind, sulforaphane activates antioxidant and free radical clearing systems of the body itself. It also does some other really interesting things. Think about your immune system. Your immune system has a whole lot of active, what are called cytokines, these various cells and components. And what you want, of course, is for the immune system to be able to turn on when needed and turn off when not needed. Okay. You also want to be able to get the maximum bang for the buck, as it were. You want to have a relatively small number of cells do a really good job, as opposed to having a whole lot of cells running around. And this is important because some of these cells, the best known, I think, of the what I'll call the nasties, the tumor necrosis factor alpha.
Right, which is considered nasty because it's responsible for a lot of inflammation. Isn't that correct?
That's right.
It's a
really potent inducer or activator of inflammation, because it's really doing the job itself. I shouldn't call it an activator. It's something that is Greek to most people, because it is Greek. NF kappa beta is the name, which activates tumor necrosis factor alpha. And nasty stuff, because we tend not to be able to control it properly.
Right. And this has been the focus of much, much, much research. A lot of very specific drugs used to treat conditions very much related to inflammation, like rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, other inflammatory bowel diseases, and other types of very inflammatory-based autoimmune conditions have been able to be regulated with the use of drugs that specifically modulate tumor necrosis factor. The only problem is that, obviously, if you completely suppress the activity of this component with a drug in a very powerful way, you also end up crippling the immune system in other ways, and you end up with increased risk of very severe infections and increased risk of cancer. So there's always a downside when we over-manipulate. But that's just an aside to help people understand where this TNF-alpha comes into play. So you were saying, Dr. Cluatra, it's hard for the body to sometimes regulate.
That's right. And the interesting thing about the sulforaphane glucose inhalant, the SGS, and the sulforaphane is that they have a regulating effect, that they tend to slow down excess production of these cytokines, these immune cells like TNF-alpha, At the same time, they make them more effective. Okay? And that's what you really want. You don't want to have huge amounts of these various immune components floating around, because at the same time they're attacking, say, an invader or a cancer cell, they're also attacking a whole lot of other cells in the body that you didn't want them to attack.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, especially as we get older, this tends to be the drift of things, that our ability to regulate these systems, the immune system, the inflammatory system in the body, tends to decline with age. Like, unfortunately, like most everything else, tends to decline with age. And so it's very useful to have something that's available in the diet, the cruciferous vegetables, that can actually help control or regulate, help the body control or regulate these inflammatory functions, these immune functions. There's also another curious effect from the sulforaphane is that, and the SGS, is that these have some inhibitory effects on bacterial growth, for example, all of their own. It's surprising that the that they, and so another benefit, if you go to Korea, they'll tell you that you should eat kimchi, which is what, a fermented cabbage. Or you go to Germany, they'll tell you, well, you should eat sauerkraut, which is a fermented cabbage. These cruciferous vegetables, they're good for your health, they're good for your immune response, and so forth and so on. Well, one of the benefits is that these items, both because of the fermentation products, but also because they are cruciferous vegetables, they help control some of the bacteria that might show up in your stomach and your intestines that you don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and part of this is SGS, sulforaphane related.
Yes, and I remember listening to one of the lead researchers in who conducted this research at Hopkins discuss, you know, his findings on this SGS compound. And although it wasn't something that was officially studied in the research that they did, he did note that the people who worked in the factories where they were manufacturing and harvesting and processing the broccoli sprouts to prepare it for the researchers to do their studies were eating small amounts of it on a daily basis, and there was some empirical or some type of evidence or suggestive evidence from some of the workers there that people who were eating it regularly actually were able to rid themselves of some stomach infections, particularly H. pylori. And some other studies on it have shown, some preliminary studies, some actions against H. pylori. So these SGS specifically seems to have some specific effects on bacterial stuff, just like you mentioned, and really particularly on some of the ones that actually live in the stomach. So we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, Dr. Kolatra, I started this whole show off talking about how we might relate this a little bit to prostate cancer, so I don't want to completely ignore that, and maybe we could talk a little bit about just how it relates to the prostate and breast cancer, because you talked about some of those phase two substances and regulation systems being in those tissues, and it sounds like this all might tie together here real quick. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be back next week. Thanks for tuning in today. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, I've been talking with Dr. Kluatra. We've been discussing some of the aspects of a very exciting compound called SGS. That's the easy way to say it. You can find it in certain supplements. There's really not too many supplement companies that have picked up on that research and decided to pick up this very sort of patented, difficult-to-find ingredient. Gero Formulas makes a product called BroccoMax, which is really one of the great products. Gero Formulas is a really nice company. And what I really love about Gero Formulas is they bring really high quality products to the market at prices below everyone else. And I'm not exactly sure how they do it. I think from what I understand, it's a little bit kind of how Southwest operates. They buy in bulk, like how Southwest Airlines buys fuel way in advance so they can control and moderate their prices. Gero buys large amounts of things, of the highest quality things, and is able to mitigate the prices based on their massive distribution. And so they bring really, really high quality products to the market, available to consumers, direct to consumers, at great prices. And they make, they distribute in their BroccoMax product, this exact sulforaphane SGS compound that was studied at Hopkins University. This is the exact extract that they used in the research study. So what you're getting is exactly what we studied, what was studied at Hopkins. And what we've told you or shared with you over the course of the show, just to summarize, is that these compounds improve your liver's ability to support phase two detoxification, which, as we discussed earlier, is oftentimes not, doesn't keep pace with phase one. And if it's not keeping pace with phase one, you get a backlog of some of these very toxic intermediate compounds, that some of which are known to be carcinogenic. So it helps our liver to have a more balanced phase one, phase two process to help detoxification move smoother and to help our body deal with toxins in a better way. It also seems to increase the antioxidant status of our cells by increasing the production of glutathione, which is one of the most important antioxidants in our body, and has several other beneficial factors that we're going to review right now. Dr. Kluatra is a PhD doctor. He earned his AB from Stanford University and his PhD from University of California at Berkeley. Dr. Kluatra, appreciate you being on the show with us today. I'd like for you to share some of the other beneficial properties of these sulforaphane compounds, this SGS, specifically, as I related to at the very beginning of the show, to prostate health.
Okay. Now, we've been talking mostly about the liver, but in fact, some of these phase two processes go on in other tissues. They go on in breast tissue. They go on in the prostate. Also, there are a slew of other antioxidant free radical scavenging activities that go on in these tissues. In trials where women would take the SGS, 3 hours later you could have quite measurable effects in breast tissue. And so we know, and you could see the activation of the various antioxidant enzymes in the breast tissue. Same is true of the prostate. And there, in terms of the various, we'll call it maladies that can trouble the prostate, a lot of these have to do with testosterone metabolites. The problem here is that especially as we age, is the dihydrotestosterone, which is a metabolite of testosterone, attaches to components in the nucleus of the cells and sort of turns everything back on. Also, testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, if you're exposed to estrogens, and now we put xenoestrogens everywhere, disrupts proper cellular metabolism. You get, unfortunately, a tendency towards the proliferation of cells, both just the hyperplasia, i.e. just too many cells, because the prostate, after all, should not be growing after you're a teenager. Things just stop, right? And or the uncontrolled growth of cells. Okay. And interesting is that the sulforaphane helps regulate the binding of testosterone and its metabolites to the receptors in the prostate. Okay. And so some of these benefits, again, we talked about items that are directly attached to phase two, and it's been shown that sulforaphane upregulates, there's a modest upregulation of actual phase two type enzymes in the prostate. Okay. That's a fairly direct effect, but the indirect effect that may be just as important in terms of prostate health is this regulation of what attaches and how tightly to what are called the androgen receptors in the prostate. Okay. Now, that's a big deal, especially as we grow older, because these various testosterone metabolites attach ever more. But unfortunately, our overall production in men, the overall production of testosterone goes down. And so, as an unfortunate compensation, the body attaches ever more tightly to what is produced in the form of dihydrotestosterone. You need to stop that. That needs to be regulated. And that is one of the nice benefits of the sulforaphane. And so one of the places that people had not originally looked is, I mean, if you go to PubMed and type in sulforaphane and prostate, you'll get at least 61 hits. It may have increased since the last time I looked.
Right, and PubMed is the online resource for the National Library of Medicine, which conglomerates all of the publications from all of the different peer-reviewed journals out there.
This gives you, and a lot of this on the prostate, see, that's not where they were originally looking. They were originally looking at issues like breast cancer, colon cancer, and things like this. This is where most of the research was originally. Okay, so the real uptick in research on sulforaphane and the prostate has been over the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years. Mm. So the fact that you have 61 papers there now on this tells you that this is an active and growing body of research. And so the people have become aware of how important it is that these cruciferous vegetables play a role in prostate health as well as these other areas of the body.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that with us, Dr. Kulatra. Any other last things that you want to share with us in the last couple minutes we have on sulforaphane?
Yes. I mean, the first thing I would say is that, look, sprouts are good. Broccoli is good. Okay. I don't think we should ever consider supplements as a substitute for eating the proper food. Okay, that's everyone should consider this. On the other hand, I'm a fan of the idea of supplements as insurance. That this is that since you can take a supplement like the jar of Broccomax and help get some degree of benefit. Of having, even if your diet is not, shall we say, as complete as it should be or as varied as it should be, nevertheless, you can try to balance out the nutrient intake so that you have these benefits.
Yeah, I mean, it's great if you can eat the sprouts, but number one, they're hard to find, and number two, they don't taste all that great. So if you're looking for an easy way to get the benefits that we've shared today, because this is, as we've discussed multiple times, a very well-researched natural ingredient, a very well-researched nutrient that seems to have some very, very powerful health benefits when it comes to supporting our bodies and detoxification and supporting hormonal balance, taking something like this in supplemental form is a great idea. So Dr. Kulatra, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We really always appreciate you sharing all of your knowledge and expertise with us.
As usual, pleasure.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the Essentials of Healthy Living for today. Thank you all so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.